religiós sóc fresten, guarda mestres al cadell. Frions, five branders on the fourth and the cold to fire them as well. A feather stayed in his own coast and just defeat his parent and wife. And when that bloody deed was done, I was thrilled for all my life. Here's a hell day, the sorters and the white girls they make. Here's hell day, the sorters that drink in the land of cake. Who are the sorters ken me, for they cry me buttock wool. I was blue-legged when I was born, and be God of that way still. I bet I can swim like any fish that's ever come out to the sea. I to fetch the buckets the furthest out, there's nae as good as me. It's a hell tae the sorters and the white girl they make. It's a hell tae the sorters that drink in the land of. Last 10 years, I've worked as fast as I can. For every box a sotter fills, there's copper in his hand. But the grief he is a dozy rake, he hates us every yin. He would mack your level drops of ye man day another run. He's a hell to the sotters and the white girls they make. He's a hell to the drink in the land of cakes. Here's luck to the sort work smugglers, I'd keep them for the gouger's hands. For the only dark what they can spread to the poor folk that he need. For they tax the sort are heavy, and it shouldn't be taxed at all. No, it shouldn't be just for the rich, there's enough here for us all.
As long as you can, and brandy is good amongst het ill. Heave your ho and away we'll go. Heave your ho and away you'll. Heave your ho and away we'll go. Heave your ho. We've
Join Ozo Coffee and KGNU for a Thursday Night Throwdown TNT Coffee Competition on Thursday, April 5th at Ozo Coffee in Longmont.
The Thursday Night Coffee Throwdown is a barista competition benefiting KGNU Community Radio.
Go head-to-head with other baristas for a chance to win first, second, or third place.
That's Thursday Night Throwdown at Ozo Coffee in Longmont on April 5th.
All proceeds benefit KGNU Community Radio. For more info, go to kgnu.org.
You're listening to Shoulder Gale, and we opened with a couple of Scottish songs. The first one was a Davy Steele original, Here's a Health to the Sotters, sung by Andy Stewart. And the second that got cut off somehow at the end, Heave Ya Ho, Corinne Polwart. And both of those are from the Steele the Show album in honor of the late Davy Steele. And tonight's theme is going to be predominantly Scottish because Friday, April 6th, is National Tartan Day. And it was declared as such by the U.S. Senate resolution on March 20th, 1998. April 6th is the date on which the Scottish Declaration of Independence was signed in 1320, and the American Declaration of Independence was, in fact, heavily modeled on that particular document. And about half of the signers of the American Declaration of Independence were of Scottish descent. And it was because of that that in 1998, the Senate decreed National Tartan Day as a day for all Americans, particularly those of Scottish descent, to recognize and honor their tartans.
Okay, we're going to finish this first half with a couple of fiddle tunes. Thank you. Okay, we'll see you later on. Thank you very much.
Scots were hae wi Wallace bled, Scots from Bruce has oft times led. Welcome to your gory bed, or on to victory. For now's the day, and now's the hour. See the front of battle loud, and see approach proud Edward's power. Chains and slavery. What would be a traitor knave? What can fill a coward's grave? What's a base as be a slave? Let him turn and flee. But what for Scotland's king and law? Freedom's sword will strongly draw, and free man stand or free man fall, let him follow me. Sons and servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. So lay the proud usurper low, tyrants fall at every fall, and liberty's in every blow. Let us do or die.
Shoal to Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
So you just heard a couple of more Scottish tunes. The first was the Edmonton Airbus and Craigie Do by Dougie McLean off the Essential Dougie McLean. And then the second was the Scots Wahé by the incomparable Ed Miller. Those of you who attend the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival in La Vita and Walsenburg are very familiar with Ed Miller. So, great Scottish tunes there. What a lot of people don't know is that there is a official state tartan for the state of Colorado. And there is a festival honoring the Colorado tartan coming up April 14th and 15th. At the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont. I've got an interview with Paul McDaniel with the band Angus Moore, and he'll talk to us about Tartan Day. Good morning. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I am well, thank you, too. Tell me about Tartan Days.
Well, the Colorado Tartan Day Festival is April 14th and 15th on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be the first outdoor festival of the spring and summer festival season. The festival has been around in varying forms for a good number of years. Started out very, very small after the Colorado's, Colorado State Legislature in 1997 commissioned the Colorado State Tartan, and one of the phrases that they used about that commissioning was that it was to honor the contributions of Celtic peoples. So even though Colorado Tartan Day is sort of directed towards the Scots, because you think when you think of tartan, you think of Scots, the idea in Colorado was for all Celtic peoples, as well as there are Irish tartans and Welsh tartans. So this is a put on by the Tartan Day Association, but it's aimed for all people of Celtic descent or who have any interest in the history and contributions of the Celts to American society.
Can you describe what the Colorado Tartan looks like so our listeners who may not have seen it can get an idea of colors and pattern and that sort of thing?
It is a blue and red, and I don't know about thread counts and that sort of stuff, but it's quite colorful and distinctive, and the dark blue with sort of a bright red give it a very nice look as you're making your kilt swing as you walk around the festivals.
Do you know who designed it?
I do not.
I think it was an Episcopal priest, if memory serves me correctly, Father Pauls, retired and lived in Colorado Springs, passed away a couple of years ago. Seems like the colors are designed to represent the different aspects of Colorado. The blue for the sky and the red for the red rocks. And there's some green and gold in it too.
There is definitely green as well, which, I mean, as green as the mountain forests are, I imagine that he incorporated that as well.
Tell me about the festival itself. What can people expect to see there?
We're going to have the elements that every successful festival has. We have 50 plus clans and Celtic merchandise vendors signed up, as well as some other vendors that are not necessarily related to Celtic history, but to some of the traditions. There's a very beautiful fairy that wanders around blowing fairy dust on people, and the kids love her, and there's going to be face painting. We have two different troops of reenactors, the Renaissance Scots, which are pretty well known for being historically correct in the way that they approach things, as well as a troop that we have not had at the festival before called Medieval Steel, both of which will be doing demonstrations of sword fighting and the classic arts of warfare in the old days. I've been hoping that we could get them to have a war, but the other organizers were not necessarily in favor of that.
I can't imagine why not.
Well, I think it'd be very exciting.
Well, yeah.
But the schedule is quite full, so probably having time for a full pitched battle between two sets of reenactors might be overdoing it a bit. But on Sunday, we're having a Kirkin of the Tartan. There'll be music going as continually as possible, except when it would interfere with other events. Last year, for the first time, we had a lone roving piper going about the grounds to give it more of that feel, because the one thing that, having been to a lot of festivals, the one thing that I sort of missed the first few years was getting out of the car and immediately hearing bagpipes. So last year we decided that, well, if I missed it, probably other people missed it too. So we we had a piper playing at the gate and then wandering around the clan tents and the exhibitions, and we're going to do that again this year. For traditional entertainment, the Colorado Youth Pipe Band and Drum Corps will be there doing a couple of performances, and for another take on Celtic music, Angus Moore will be playing three shows a day from the main stage.
Any dancing?
That is something that, because of space and schedule, we have not done. There are dancers, so let me go back on that. The Colorado Youth Pipe Band and Drum Corps has Scottish dancers. As far as getting involved seriously in the festival dancing competitions and having troops of Irish dancers and troops of Scottish dancers, we don't have the facilities to do that.
So you've talked about activities for the children. Anything for adults?
Well, it just so happens that the Wicked Claymore Pub will be open.
Oh.
And the Wicked Claymore has a wonderful selection of not only single malt scotch, but other adult spirits, and a number of beers and ales. So plenty of adult beverage opportunities there. And what we have done that these last 2 years that's a little different than before is every year the pub keeps getting closer to the stage. And I think that works really well.
What about pets? Can people bring their dogs if they'd like?
They sure can. This is it's a park in the fairgrounds. We've had a wonderful relationship with both the city of Longmont and the Boulder County Fairgrounds people. And so one thing about this festival is that you see an awful lot of smiles. We've never had any trouble, and we can keep a close eye around the pub, and just like at any other pub, if somebody has gotten a little too adult and overdone the beverages, then we have been able to keep that under control, and so the whole mood of this festival has always been very positive and family friendly. It really pleases me to see grandmothers and mothers and children and all walking around in big groups. There's plenty of open space. Hopefully by April 14th, the grass will be very green. The moisture we're having these last few days is certainly going to help that. We also have food trucks, so there should be plenty to eat, and they are there's a variety of them. Although I'll have to warn everybody that really loves haggis, we don't have any.
So you mentioned Angus Moore is going to be playing three shows a day. Tell me about Angus Moore.
Angus Moore is billed as Colorado's own Highland rock and roll band.
orchestra's playing to a half-empty space. Out in the lobby, there's a lovely lost lady. She looks so lonely in black. She's a woman whose husband was a soldier or a sailor, or a mother with sons in harm's way. She's the sister or daughter whose brother or father has gone to a land far away. Once they'd dance and they'd sing for the joy it would bring and the stories that one day they'd tell. It's a whole other thing. Her steps lost its spring, 'cause she's waltzing all by herself. She waltzes alone, no joy in her heart, feeling the cost of what she has lost. Visions of loved ones won't tarnish or fade. The memories live on through the years. Those left behind resurrect them with tales told round the fire the young ones can hear. Memories they had, they hold so dear. The stories bring laughter and cheer. Once they'd dance and they'd sing for the joy it would bring, and they swore they never would part. It's a whole other thing. Her steps lost its spring. She's dancing with a hole in her heart. It was just like the night at the Tennessee Waltz. The whole world is watching, counting the cost. She hoped, she prayed, she'd not get the news. The telegram came and changed that point of view. With a head full of horror and a heart full of fear, a soul full of sorrow, eyes filled with tears, two hands full of courage and a mouth full of rage, a flag carefully folded, a stone that's engraved. She's paid flesh and blood, she knows it's all so insane. God, please make it end, never happen again. Show on her face. She knows the worth of the soul that's cashed in. Doesn't question if she's overspent. She won't speak of the waste or mention the greed, nor the bullet that cared not for race, gender, or creed. She hopes for our sakes we'll think with our hearts and remember the lives torn apart. Still fully aware, she's all alone tonight. She'll say a small prayer, God give them good care, they'll together their waltz again. Light it up.
Traditional pipe tunes and other songs that go back for hundreds of years, but in heavily influenced by where the band grew up, which is in the United States, and is, we say Highland Rock and Roll because it is Highland-oriented, but it is definitely rock and roll.
How many members are there?
There are five, including the sound man who also plays didgeridoo. We have one member who plays bagpipes and has been was a competition bagpiper for a number of years before he decided that solo piping, doing this kind of music, was where his heart really was. But he also plays keyboards and guitar and does some vocals, as well as the usual complement, drum kit, electric guitar, and electric bass, and everybody pitches in on the vocals. The effect has been very well received in Colorado. If you want traditional, it's the Colorado Youth pipe and drums. If you want something more up tempo, Angus Moore has been around since 2005 and has a list of what they refer to as festival favorites, which are designed to make people smile, make people dance, make people clap their hands and stomp their feet, and generally just have a good time. The philosophy of Angus Moore is if it should be fun, you should go away from an Angus Moore performance with a smile on your face. That being said, Celtic history is certainly full of drama and conflict, but so is life today. And so what one thing that Angus Moore does is takes some of that, the theme, which for most Celtic peoples involve trying to maintain freedom. For that matter, there is a direct line in history from the days just after William Wallace in 1390s, where the Treaty of Arbroath was signed, and it heavily influenced the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And so we try to reflect that in the entertainment that is provided as well. I mean, it's nice to have hand clapping and happy music, but sometimes you have to address things like the Easter Rising and other events in history, whether won or lost, or win or lose, the Celtic armies, whether they be Scottish, whether they be Irish, whether they be mixed, generally technology was not on their side, and it was the spirit of their desire to become free and remain free that is a thread that has gone everywhere from before 1390 through 2018.
What's the mix of your song set? How many original relative to traditional?
Well, there's actually three categories. There's the traditional, which is probably about a third. There are songs by people that, like Bob Dylan, like Doogie McLean, who are 20th century writers for the most part, who wrote music very similar in nature, because I think that quest for freedom and that quest for personal expression has never stopped, and of course hope that it never does. And that's probably between a third and a half performed what we refer to amongst ourselves, but now I'm sharing it, a process called being Angusized, and that is when you take a tune or a song that can be fit into a contemporary musical soundscape through the modern writers who weren't writing about the Battle of Stirling or about Jacobites or about the rising of the 45, but who represent that. Sometimes we change time signatures and instrumentation, but one part of the Angusizing process is if we can add bagpipes and Irish whistles and that Celtic feel That's a pretty good percentage of the show. And then there are a number of original tunes that reflect that spirit. It was by no accident that the first album was called The Heroic Adventures of Angus Moore. As Angus Moore was a real live person in around the year 950. And his clan was losing to the Vikings, and so he had to figure out a way to make sure that they didn't get wiped off the planet. So he made a treaty with King Hokan and found something other than a military solution to bring peace and freedom to his region. And so we have tried in that spirit to, when we write original tunes, to think about either the theme of freedom or the theme of resistance or the theme of doing what you need to do as an individual or as a society to live the kind of life that we should all be able to have.
How does your music relate to the Colorado Tartan Days, and how does Colorado Tartan Days relate to the National Tartan Day, which is April 6th this year?
Well, Colorado Tartan Day and the music of Angus Moore, since it is very heavily bagpipe oriented, and since there is a lot of traditional piping that is done in that music, relates to both the historic Celtic style as well as up through the into the 21st century. And Colorado, being the state that it is, got involved with Tartan Day before the U.S. Congress did in 2008 to recognize the same things, how important the tartan is. And historically, the tartan that you wore could indicate the family you were with or the region you were from, and people wear it with pride. One thing I've always liked about the idea of the Scottish clans is even if you weren't born into one, you could marry into or you could join a clan or be accepted by a clan by swearing fealty and loyalty to that particular clan. And so their idea, and I think part of it is because the Highlands in particular were not very highly populated. Populations were low, and so any ally that you could get that was trustworthy and would stand with you was somebody that you would welcome into your fold. And I think that relates very much to modern day American society.
Do you wear a Colorado tartan kilt or McDaniel clan?
Well, McDaniel is actually a branch of the Donalds. So I wear a Donald's tartan. Matthew the Piper wears a Donald tartan. The other members of the band have decided to go a little plainer than that and let Matthew and I be the Poppin' Jays in the band. But when I first got exposed to my culture, I mean, my father was very proud of the bit of Irish blood that we have. My mother did some research and found that we were one of the Seps of the Donalds, and it's interesting. I didn't get interested in that heritage until fairly late in life. My wife and I took a trip to Germany, where her family was originally from centuries ago, and I saw what effect that had on her. She was, it looked like she felt like she was home. Shortly after we got back from that was the Scott Fest, the big one in Colorado in Estes Park. And so we went to that and got out of the car and heard those bagpipes, and something in me woke up. It was shortly after that we watched a bunch of performances of classical piping, and it was very stirring. There's something about the pipes. There's just something about them. Centuries old, unwieldy, not what you'd call easy to play, but somebody that plays them well can truly get inside you emotionally. And that happened to me, and it happened to Matthew. He started pipe lessons shortly after that, and within a couple of years was a competition piper. For me, what's important is the fellowship. Not only goes into the way that the Celts band together, but for that matter, in this band. One reason we play what we do the way we play it is because it's very rewarding. It's satisfying. Satisfying is better than rewarding, I think. I think it gives me a great sense of satisfaction to rip through a pipe tune that's 200 years old, and then hear people after the electric guitar echo has faded away and the pipes have faded away. I hear people cheering and enjoying that music. It helps keeps it alive in a different sort of way.
Well, from what you've described with having a solo piper walking the grounds, having the Colorado Youth Pipe Band playing, and having Matthew playing pipes from the stage, there will be a lot of opportunities for people to be potentially inspired the way you were by hearing pipe music. So thank you very much for your time and the information about the Colorado Tartan Days. Is there anything else you'd like to say to your friends and fans about the festival?
It's a lot of fun. It's the most relaxed festival that I've ever been to. And I think that's because it's organic. It's grown organically through volunteers. And I have neglected to mention that on Sunday there is a Kirkin of the Tartan. So if people want to come out on Sunday morning, you don't have to miss church.
What time will the Kirkin be?
That'll be around 10 o'clock.
Oh, very good. Well, you've been listening to Paul McDaniel talk about Colorado Tartan Day Festival coming up on April 14th and 15th at the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont. Festival grounds open at 9 and go until what time?
5 o'clock on Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sunday.
All right. Paul, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Thank you very much, Roger.
You're welcome.
Listen to All Things Bluegrass from 9 a.m. to noon every Saturday on our bluegrass show, Old Grass, New Grass, here on listener-supported KGNU. To hear music from Bill Monroe to Bela Fleck. Since 1978, Old Grass, New Grass has been bringing you amazing music every week on Saturdays here on KGNU. Thank you.
So you just heard a tune called The Spay in Spate from the collection CD of Natalie McMaster. And before that, Dun Robin from the Scottish band Dive. Their CD, The Hebridean Sessions. Dive has appeared at the Soiled Dove as well as Spanish Peaks. There's still a lot of music to come yet this month, beginning with Avornin, who has a show tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Quinlan Cafe downstairs at Swallow Hill. Friday night, Wild Mountain opens with a show on the 6th, 8 p.m. at the Shabeen Irish Pub in Aurora. Then McDeviants are at Jack Quinn's downtown Colorado Springs on tomorrow night, 7:30 to 11:30. And then if you're down south in Durango, the Scottish fiddler and vocalist Ailid Shaw and Scottish guitarist Ross Martin will be performing in concert at 7 p.m. in the Henry Strater Theater in Durango. And on a sad note, Colcannon has announced that flautist Cynthia Jaffe is leaving the band after 7 years. Cynthia's going to be taking off and working on her own things. And if you want to catch the band one last time and are up to driving to Colorado Springs, they're offering a free concert, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night at Colorado College in the Richard F. Celeste Theater, 825 North Cascade Avenue in Colorado Springs. Free admission and one last chance to see Cynthia Jaffe play with the rest of the band in Colcannon. So we'll close out with a set from Bonnie Rideout, the Champion of the Seas, Over the Isles to America, and Pop Goes the Weasel. So we'll go out with that tune. And you've been listening to Shoulder Gale with Roger Hera. Stay tuned after the Bonnie Raitt tune from Musica Monday with your host, Yuket. Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. This is D. Ryder, and I'm going to be hosting Musica Mundi tonight. And since we're celebrating KGNU's 40th anniversary this year, we're focusing on a different year every week. And this week, we're focusing on 1991. So what I thought I'd do is bring in all my recordings from 1991. So tonight, we're going to hear everything that I brought from home and what I used to listen to in 1991. And we started off with Ivo Papasov from his LP, Balkanology. He's a Bulgarian clarinetist. And the name of that tune is Ristanova Kapanitsa. Well, next we're going to hear a couple from Africa. We're going to start out in Nigeria with Sonny Okason's and his CD, African Soldiers. We're going to hear the title.